Thank you and good morning. The Eureka Police Officers Association held its 41st annual awards dinner on December 7th. Traffic Officer Greg Hill was chosen as Officer of the Year and recognized for his aggressive traffic enforcement efforts that resulted in 75 DUI arrests and the issuing of more than 900 traffic citations. Pamela Millsap was honored with the Pat Mitchell Award for her work as the department's liaison with the homeless community and her work to connect individuals with the services that they need. Millsap is also instrumental in enhancing officers' understanding of mental illness and how to work with those suffering from mental illness. Property technician Elaine Bradshaw was chosen as the non-sworn employee of the year for her work in training officers in proper evidence booking procedures and her work ethic. The Eureka Police Department is focusing its efforts on removing impaired drivers from the streets during this holiday season's Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. Officers will set up a DUI checkpoint somewhere within city limits on Friday from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. Senior Traffic Officer Gary Whitmer explains the importance of conducting the checkpoints.
Well, the purpose of the checkpoints is to promote public safety, increasing awareness of the dangers of driving impaired, and it also serves as a deterrent to potential impaired drivers and unlicensed drivers.
Whitmer knows that there's an increase in the number of impaired drivers during the holidays.
Especially this time of year, with all the holiday parties and things like that, we see an increased risk and potential for impaired drivers. And just to spread that word is great, because it's always cheaper to take a taxi cab. It's even cheaper to probably call a tow truck and have your car and yourself towed home than it is to get a DUI.
If you plan on drinking, be responsible and don't get behind the wheel of a car. The California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport continues efforts to attract new airlines to the region. County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg provides an update.
United has decided to resume the flights that they took away from Sacramento. So now you're going to be able to fly to Sacramento in the morning and then come back home that night.
Sundberg added that the Board of Supervisors has done everything possible to make the airport appealing to potential airlines.
You know, with a $1.1 million revenue guarantee, and have, you know, we've waived all the fees. There's nothing else that this board, the Board of Supervisors, can do.
It remains to be seen if the airport will further expand its roster of travel destinations. The Arcata City Council met on Wednesday, and when the meeting was over, the city had a new mayor, as was planned. Councilmember Mark Wheatley will replace Shane Brinton as Arcata's mayor, and Michael Winkler was voted in as vice mayor. The council also voted to keep Susan Arnellis as the city's liaison with the Humboldt County Association of Governments, HCOG, in an effort to maintain continuity with the group. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Simplify the season. We hear happy holidays, but many families find this time of year stressful. Here are tips to help you simplify. Don't watch that TV Christmas special another time. Take a brisk walk with your child. Exercise is a natural stress reliever. Know that no holiday has ever been perfect. Relax, have fun. Remember, it only happens once a year. When stress levels rise, take a time out. Talk to someone or ask a friend to watch the kids. Simplify the season. A note from the Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council of Humboldt County. First Five Humboldt and a decade of difference.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. State and federal lawmakers, including Senator Feinstein and Congressman Jim Costa, who represents the Central Valley, have called on President Obama and Governor Brown to address the issue of drought conditions in the state. Lawmakers have asked the governor and the president to take immediate action and declare a federal disaster and drought emergency. Reservoir levels are at their lowest since 1977, and 2014 is shaping up as the third consecutive year of lower than average rainfall. Congressman Jared Huffman brought the issue to the floor of the House on Tuesday.
Since 1970, not that long ago, winter temperatures have increased an average of 0.55 degrees per decade, reducing snowpacks and creating water shortages across the country. And if you want to look at something immediate, look at California, where we are experiencing the driest year on record. And that's why we need to start getting serious about our response to climate change.
The issue will impact Humboldt and Trinity counties, as Central Valley farmers are asking for more water from northern rivers. The sheriff's office continues its search for 35-year-old Zachariah Friedland, who was wanted on two felony warrants involving unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. Friedland is also wanted on warrants for possession of a controlled substance and a possession of stolen property. Anyone with information about Friedland is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.